Your Excellency, Dr. Riek Machar Teng, the first Vice President of the Republic of South Sudan, my colleagues, Vice Presidents, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, all protocol observed. It is my pleasure to see all of you here today in Juba to attend the 7th Governors Forum under the theme Fostering National Cohesion as our country transition towards democratic governance. I know that you will be presenting your reports and evaluating what has been achieved in the implementation of the resolutions of the last Governors Forum. I wish you well with your deliberations in advance. Your Excellencies, after opening this forum, I will leave you to deliberate. However, before I do so, I want to register some concerns about how some of you govern the state's government. I am reliably informed that some of you do not govern your states according to the Constitution and the law. Apparently, some of you do not hold cabinet meetings. There are conflicts between the executive and the state assemblies, which makes the state unstable. In this regard, I'm going to direct the national institution responsible for governance to develop mechanisms that will ensure that governors present their report to the National Council of Ministers for scrutiny. For scrutiny as required by the Constitution, so that there are minimum standards for the governance of all the states in South Sudan. Your Excellencies, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, again, some of you are not implementing the agreement on the resolution of the conflict in the Republic of South Sudan. The way it is supposed to be, and that is causing problems between the parties to the agreement. Through the high-level standing committee for the implementation of the agreement, no governor has the right to dismiss or suspend anybody from their position just because he or she is from another party. You are supposed to work as colleagues regardless of your political or personal differences. I will direct the high-level standing committee for the implementation of the agreement to set up a mechanism for the resolution of disputes so that we move forward together as partners. As partners in the implementation of the agreement, and we move smoothly towards elections by December 2024. Your Excellencies, I want to take this opportunity of this forum to inform our people that on the 23rd of November 2023, I went to attend the 23rd Ordinary Summit of the East African Community, East African Heads of State in Arusha, Tanzania. This is a summit of heads of state of East African Community Regional Bloc. In that summit, for the first time, South Sudan was given the responsibility to chair the affairs of the community. I accepted the chairmanship of the community on your behalf. Congratulations to all of us. However, we cannot deliver on this noble mandate if we are not at peace. This requires all of us to ensure that peace prevails across the country. The responsibility of South Sudan becoming the chair of the East African Community comes with a lot of challenges. We must work hard to make sure that we meet the expectations of the community. For that reason, I will establish a secretariat under my office to assist the Ministry of East Africa Community in handling the affairs of the community. And you are all expected to participate in different ways so that we succeed in the leadership of the region. Your Excellencies, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, to conclude, I encourage the parties to the agreement to continue to cooperate in the implementation of this agreement. That is the only surest way to build a strong foundation for a political, stable and democratic South Sudan. It is also the only way for socio-economic recovery and prosperity for our people. There is no need to engage in activities that will destroy our country and harm our people. We are establishing South Sudan as a democratic country. Anybody who wants to become a president has the right to organize their party and contest peacefully without violence. Finally, I wish you fruitful deliberations, and I now declare this 7th Governors Forum open. May God bless you and our country, the Republic of South Sudan. Thank you very much.